In an earlier book, Comic Visions, television critic David Mark wrote about the evolution of the American sitcom, but in his latest book, Bonfire of the Humanities, Mark turns to a scarier subject, the clash between the traditional world of books and the brave new world of electronic media. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says she knows which side she's on, both.
What a mistake it was for me to pick up David Mark's Bonfire of the Humanities the very same week that fall semester classes begin. Here I am, psyching myself up to give freshmen a rousing Ms. Chip speech about how their required literature and writing seminars are the most important classes they'll ever take in college. Meanwhile, I've now got Mark's wise, droll voice ringing in my head, telling me that as an English professor, I'm pretty much the equivalent of an Alaskan scrimshaw carver, desperately trying to preserve the techniques of my dying craft. For the next 4 years, Mark predicts, my students will play along. They'll write essays and wade through Moby Dick, and in return, they'll receive a diploma, basically their union card for middle-class status. And for the remainder of their lives, reading and writing will never again be a priority. Cable TV, CD-ROMs, videos, and the internet will claim the time earlier generations devoted to Paradise Lost or even pulp magazines. Mark knows whereof he speaks. He's a scholar who's enraged at academic ostriches who stick their heads in the sand while the electronic media encroaches onto the humanities turf. But unlike, say, William Bennett, who Mark witheringly describes as a redneck humanist, Mark is no cultural elitist. In fact, he's made his reputation as one of the most insightful television critics around today. Because Mark is this odd creature who loves both literature and TV, Bonfire of the Humanities offers a fresh, wide-ranging discussion of the crisis in the liberal arts. And it's funny, too. In his first chapter, Mark asks his readers, "Would you rather be watching TV than reading this book?" Even though one of my favorite Frasier reruns was on when I reached that page, I could honestly answer, "I don't think so." Mark assumes that his readers, like himself, have spent thousands of hours staring at the tube and consequently suffer from short attention spans. So he's divided his book into what he calls segments, brief essays you can dip into at random that give you the sensation of channel surfing. In a scant 150 pages of text, Mark discusses the idiocy of the political correctness debate, the disintegration of historical memory, and his own early love affairs with Wordsworth and Have Gun Will Travel. Mark's segment on the history of TV criticism resurrects the neglected critic Gilbert Seldes. At the same time, he acknowledges that in-depth TV criticism hasn't attracted much of an audience. In one of the most courageous acts I've ever witnessed of a writer coming clean with his readers, Mark confesses that after writing 3 books and over 100 articles about TV, he's received exactly 11 letters from readers, one of them chiding him for mischaracterizing Lieutenant Commander Quentin McHale on McHale's Navy as a non-commissioned officer. Despite such dismal fan mail, Mark's own narrative voice is the best argument for reading I can imagine. Edgy, digressive, massively learned, sometimes nasty, frequently hilarious, and occasionally poignant. It's impossible to imagine the workings of such an interesting mind without the enduring power of other well-wrought words to challenge and inspire it. In the words of a poet Mark reveres, his voice contains multitudes.
Maureen Corrigan reviewed Bonfire of the Humanities by David Mark. I'm Terry Gross.